Inside WVU.
This month is American Pharmacist Month, and West Virginia University clinical professor Gretchen Garofoli says the university chapter of the American Pharmacists Association Academy of Student Pharmacists has been encouraging communities to know your medicine, but more importantly, know your pharmacist.
One of the things that we're really trying to promote this month is patients going out and talking to their pharmacist. The pharmacist is the person that's available. They're right there in your community pharmacy. You can go in, you can ask them questions. You don't need an appointment to talk to your pharmacist. You don't need an appointment to get a flu shot from your pharmacist. So we're really trying to get the word out there that patients can go and talk to their pharmacist, that they don't need to wait in long lines, they don't need to wait in a waiting room. They can go out there and actually ask their questions that they have that they need to get answered right away and get the services that they need.
Pharmacy students are also on the front lines this month, engaging with state residents to prevent diseases by offering blood glucose screenings, blood pressure screenings, cholesterol screenings, bone density screenings, and other useful services.
One of the other unique things that our students can do is during their last year of pharmacy school, we send them out to the public to get real life experiences. We send them to the rural areas of West Virginia so that they can experience working with different populations.
Professor Garofoli reminds patients that pharmacists are often the first healthcare professional they may have contact with. So remember to let these professionals assist you with your health needs. I'm Sean Falkenstein, and this is West Virginia University.